This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, in the NBA playoffs last night, we had a couple of games where Tyrese Haliburton had a game winner for the Pacers over the Cavs, 120 to 119. So the Pacers are now up 2-0 in that series. And the Golden State Warriors defeated the Timberwolves 99-88. In game one. However, Steph Curry went down, and reports are he is going to miss multiple games.
So we were just talking about this off the air. If you watch the Curry injury, he was definitely hobbling around after he tweaked his hamstring, but it doesn't look to me like he like shredded his hamstring or anything. He played for a few possessions after that. So, I mean, look, I'm no doctor, but it would lead me to believe that it's not like a significant tear or a high-grade hamstring issue. That said, hamstrings are scary. They can flare back up. They can.
Drew Holiday was out three games.
Linger for a chunk of time. So they won last night without Curry. They're better equipped to win games now without Curry than they've been in years past. Now they have Jimmy Butler. But if Curry's going to miss just the same amount that Holiday missed, I mean,
they did grab that game one. That's huge.
But they could be down. They could be down 3-1 by the time he's back.
Right.
And so that Curry missing time long term, I think, is good news for the Celtics. Should they advance to an NBA Finals, I would not want to see the Warriors on the other side, and this hurts their chances.
Tonight in the NBA, of course, Celtics-Knicks game two, another 7 o'clock game. Another early game. For the C's.
Pretty nice.
That's fine. And then Thunder Nuggets, 9:30 with Denver up one game to none.
Okay, Peyton Pritchard did come out in the last hour or so and say tonight is a must-win for the Celtics. We disagree.
It's another safe hot take.
We've already established we don't think it's a must-win. Is game two a must-win for OKC?
No.
It's closer.
Closer, yes.
I wouldn't
closer.
Want that young team down 0-2 now having to win games on the road.
I don't think any
Celtics
of them,
I trust more as a defending champ.
Fair. I don't think any of them were. I think it was more so for the Cavs, and they lost it. But it still wasn't, if you follow my logic.
Right.
And then the Thunder and then the Celtics as far as importance.
Okay. Grab Bag.
Let's take a look at the NHL playoffs. Last night, Hurricanes beat the Capitals 2-1 in overtime to go up 1-0 in their series. And the Oilers defeated Bruce Cassidy's Golden Knights 4-2. So Edmonton up 1-0.
I did not make it to that game. I was flipping because the Red Sox were just getting pounded. And, you know, basketball might have been at halftime or whatever, because I was mostly in on that Pacers-Cavs game last night. I was in a little bit on Washington and Carolina. Didn't hold my interest the way Toronto-Florida did, or especially that Winnipeg Game 7.
Well, I got a doubleheader for you tonight, including Brad Marchand and the Panthers against the Maple Leafs. Toronto's up 1-0. And then the late game, Stars-Jets. That is a game one.
We talked about this earlier. Who are you rooting for more to go on a deep run and then fall flat on their face in a Cup final? Marchand and the Panthers or the Leafs? What's funnier?
I think the Leafs is actually
funnier. I mean, the Leafs getting to a Cup final and then losing and watching Maple Leaf Square, as you said earlier.
Marchand did win a Cup. Now, he obviously got back there a couple times and did not win.
But Florida getting eliminated means you don't get your pick.
I know. I want the pick, but that pick's like 5 years from now.
Yeah, seriously. Don't worry about it. Don't be the Red Sox now worrying about tomorrow when you got to worry about today.
Grab them back. It's easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 grab back. Grab, 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 grab back. Grab, 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 grab back. Do, 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 do.
Go for it.
He's got it.
Grab
so close.
Red Sox and Rangers tonight, Jones. 6:45 at Fenway Park. Tanner Houck on the mound looking to make it back-to-back good start.
That'll work out.
Should be all right. Yeah. 5:45 with the pregame here on WEEI.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yep.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
I don't know if you're watching on twitch.tv, so I was watching WEEI. I'm not sure Keith even realizes he does this. You're singing right along.
I love it.
You're just
it's
like,
my favorite one.
You're like lip syncing right along. Yeah. Is that on purpose? Is that inadvertent? What is that?
It's inadvertent. It's like those twins that they had to talk at the same time, that news story that we did.
Yeah.
There was a follow up to it where those two. Remember they were eyewitnesses and they said the same thing. And
yes.
They were on like a separate show talking about their celebrity, and the interviewer was like, all right, I just want to ask just like one of you like this question.
Yeah.
And like they're like, it's hard for us to do that. And the one that wasn't answering, she was still mouthing the words.
That's wild.
It's insane. It's insane.
It really
it's
is.
A grab bag.
Shedeur Sanders is going to wear number 12.
Nice.
He looks up to Tom Brady, so it's a little bit of an homage to Tom Brady.
Brady said he called him after the. He said he had nothing to do with passing on Shedeur.
No. Five times.
No part of that, but he did reach out to Shedeur after the draft.
Great.
And so, well, there you go. That's the number 12. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
Teoscar Hernandez is going to be out, quote, a while with a groin injury.
Groin injury. Okay. Yep. Hamstring got Curry. Groin's getting Teoscar.
That's right.
Yikes.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Congratulations to Sam Presti, who was named the NBA's Executive of the Year. Brad Stevens tied for eighth.
Brad won it a year ago. He won it last year, right?
Yeah.
Presti, do you know how many picks they have?
A lot.
Like, not only were they the best team by record in the league this year, by scoring margin.
Sure.
They're down 0-1, so we'll see what happens. They have, like, 9-10 first rounders do like it's wild the position.
When's the draft lottery for the NBA? That's gonna be coming up, or is that more conference finals? Or is it
I think it's usually conference. Yeah, early on in the conference finals, I think.
They're like a halftime.
I said this earlier in the week. They should steal the NHL draft lottery. I think the NHL's onto something. If they could pivot and get that done, I think they should do it. Yeah.
All right.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
Speaking of the NHL, Jones, we have an answer. The Utah Hockey Club has a new uniform, a new name.
They can't be the Yeti. I know that.
They unfortunately cannot be the Yeti because of the cooler company.
Yes.
Who also make good like little koozies that keep your beer really cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like those metal ones. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those are nice. Yeah.
Keep it ice cold.
Yeah.
So they, I guess this was down to a vote, and they tweeted this out. So we are a little bit of the uniform fashion police.
Yeah, we fancy ourselves this way. Yeah.
They are the Utah Mammoth. How do you feel about Utah Mammoth? And they came out with a 2-minute and 20-second video on Twitter, and it was a lot of stuff like outside, like kids, and like it was very strange because they didn't really show the uniform very much.
They were doing too much. Give me the uniform. We want the uniform.
All right, but here's the color scheme is thus.
It's nice.
Salt white, mountain blue, and rock black.
I love it.
Salt white?
You heard me.
Okay.
Salt white, mountain blue, rock black is what it's being referred to as.
And they say hashtag tusks up, which I could get on board with.
You're in on tusks up?
Yeah.
So the, yeah.
All right, let's fashion police this. I don't know if we have it on twitch.tv.
Yeah, go to Utah Hockey Club on Twitter, which they're going to have to change to Utah Mammoth. But they say a new ice age dawns, introducing Utah Mammoth. So
I don't love the name Mammoth.
You don't like Mammoth.
But the uniforms, these things are great.
The uniforms are good. The logo with the U and then has like a tusk going through it. I get behind that. I also like the big mascot.
Oh,
not, well, I don't know if he's a mascot yet, but the big logo of the Mammoth, where you also have
the mountains,
the Rocky Mountains.
I love that.
Blended in with the thing. So they obviously went to a good artist for this. It looks good. I think it's going to be nice.
I mean, look, I don't want to be too easy of a grader. Like, we're early in our fashion police days with the uniforms, Keith.
Yeah.
95.
What?
95.
I was going to say 77.
You're starting very high, Jones.
Yeah, well,
95, there's no room to go.
I just said that. I said I'm worried. I'm a little boxed in, and I'm grading to it. 77 is way low.
Well, we haven't seen him in action yet. It's a very weird set. The video's chaotic,
yeah, but look at that.
To say the least.
Look at that.
Yeah, that is nice.
Those are tough to beat.
I want 77. Of course, 90, scale goes to 100.
95. So what?
Nick Lane.
I guess, loved it.
Nick loves it?
I like him, yeah. Like an 80.
80?
75.
75 for Bill?
Ask me next week.
Haters.
Oh, there you we got, go. Thanks, sir.
A lot of recency bias in Jones's pick.
Yeah. If it was just the home jersey, probably close to 100.
Look at those things.
I don't like the away ones.
It's, yeah.
Sweater.
Look at take a look at the sweater.
Billy gets it, yeah.
Drink it in the sweater. I do like that logo quite a bit.
How could you not?
It's a Willie Mammoth.
95. You guys are too, you guys are, now I might be too easy of a grader.
I was really hoping for Yeti, though, I think.
Yo, I see
not
that.
Having it be a Yeti is kind of a kick.
What seed would you have made it in our bracket?
Oh, in the hockey region?
No, like the football one.
Three.
Like a 13?
Seven!
A three seed?
Two or a three. Whale, Mighty Ducks.
Whale?
Mammoth.
All right.
Better than the Bruins. The Bruins were like our three or four.
Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes, but...
Well... Yes, but
I think he's making moves to ultimately land on this. He's probably trading away George Pickens for God's sakes.
He's trying to get to the Steelers.
Yeah,
he's trying.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
Best NBA performers from last night: Buddy Hield, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and a win.
Not him.
Jimmy Butler, 20 points, 11 boards, 8 assists.
No, good win, but not him.
Jarrett Allen, 22 points, 12 rebounds. Aaron Nesmith, 23 points. Donovan Mitchell, 48 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists.
Hard not to get. Those are my options?
That's it.
That's all I get?
Those are the fellas.
I don't get the guy with the game winner?
Nope.
All right, well, then I guess in retrospect, I got to go with Butler.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just call my name and I'll grab bag.
Best baseball performers from last night. Brent Rooker, 3-for-4 with a ribby, a 2-run scored and 2 swipes.
Nick's smiling at me. I bet him for a home run last night.
No, I'm not smiling because I need a dong out of him.
Yeah, I'm annoyed with him actually.
Kyle Schwarber, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored, and a steal. Nick Castellanos, 3-for-5 with a home run, 4 RBIs, 2 runs.
Okay.
Zach Gallen, 7 innings, 1 run, 6 Ks. Chris Sale, 6 2/3 scoreless, 10 Ks.
Let's give it to Chris Sale. Chris Sale's actually had a sneaky, not very good year in Atlanta before that start. I think his ERA was approaching 5, but let's give it to Chris Sale.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Guys, we're going with a former Texas Ranger. Now, he played for some other teams as well.
So Julio Franco.
It is Julio Franco. Damn. Played the hot corner.
Oh.
Played
Hank,
the hot corner.
Hank Blaylock.
No. Ooh. Also played for the Tigers and the Royals in his 14-year Major League career, where he was a one-time All-Star and a two-time Silver Slugger. He maxed out at 38 home runs, not once but twice.
Wow.
96 and 99. He had 38
Dean
bombs.
Dean Palmer.
He got it!
Wow. I remember Dean Palmer played third.
Yeah, hot corner. He only played third.
I guess I thought he was an outfielder.
No. You're thinking of Rusty Greer.
I am thinking of Rusty Greer. Yeah. Rusty Greer, also a random baseball player.
Yeah, we've already used Rusty Greer.
Yeah, he's already been
Dean
used.
Dean Palmer, I don't think we've used.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, he 275 career home runs.
Wow!
Yeah, the guy could mash.
Really not that random.
No, not that random. And then was an All-Star with the Royals?
Hmm.
Yeah, weird.
I got to tell you, Billy's been hot. I mean, not so much the last couple of days, but like going back to last week, Blue Jays, this one, not only is he getting them.
He's getting them quick.
Getting them quick.
Which I think is it's now, the 90s guys.
Yeah.
Billy's smoking the 90s guys.
I'm getting a bit of a complex now where I'm like, you know, I'm a little worried about it.
Okay.
But Billy's doing quite well on these. By the way, one quick update. You want a baseball update?
I would love a baseball update.
Late entry to the grab bag.
All right.
This name has come up as a potential fix at first base.
All right.
Nolan Arenado scratched from the Cardinals lineup minutes before first pitch. No reason given yet.
What does it mean?
You know,
traded to the Red Sox.
With the
Red
baseball players, he could have had a bad cereal this morning. His tummy hurt.
Well, it's true.
It's true. He slept wrong. He bumped into a car door.
No, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why he could be out of the lineup.
Shower.
Slipped on a Big Mac wrapper.
Perhaps an Arenado trade, so keep an eye on that. But that's the random baseball player of the day, each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.